Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The potential for a President Trump and President Kim from North Korea meeting face-to-face in nuclear talks is a viable possibility. That's the headline. Bob McGinnis will join me in a moment from the Pentagon to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I have a lot of questions about it. What were your first thoughts when you heard this?
Well, Jimmy, it's certainly an unprecedented during the seven decades after the end of the Korean War. And, of course, it's really an armistice that's in place. The war continues. I was shocked, but not surprised. The North Koreans have a habit of pulling a rabbit out of a hat. And, of course, President Trump is not a conventional politician or diplomat, so he's going to do something a bit unconventional. And accepting the invitation is something that I would have expected from him. So the question I think that we all have is, what will come of this? I suspect, being somewhat skeptical, that this will be another effort to delay our sanctions, to delay our pressure on that regime. And, of course, behind the scenes, and this is probably the most important aspect, is you have China, you have Russia, and you have Iran. They all have a role to play here, and that's very important for people to understand.
Well, I want to go into those thoughts as well, but some have said that really North Korea is about to go bankrupt, that people are starving to death, and that's somewhat what motivated this. At least he can come to the table, maybe have some of the sanctions lifted so he can feed his people. Any truth to that at all?
Well, I'm sure there's an element of truth there. You know, he, his father and grandfather have been starving the people of North Korea since the late 40s, and so that's no surprise. Our sanctions have had an impact. The Chinese have been grudging partners in putting some pressure on, but once again, I think behind the scenes, there's a lot more happening than meets the eye.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with details about a potential face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It was a major political surprise announcement at the White House when the South Koreans said that President Trump had agreed to meet and speak to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea had been preparing nuclear weapons of mass destruction, as well as a delivery system that could strike America. Kim's rhetoric and President Trump's pressure may have resulted in the potential face-to-face meeting by these two world leaders. I'm often asked, what part does North Korea play in Bible prophecy? Well, the answer is at the end of the tribulation period, Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, it mentions the kings of the East and North Korea will be a part of that group. The Trump-Kim meeting may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...